Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow Patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah, and welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. I am so happy if you guys are watching this or listening to it. So happy to have all of you guys here. Hopefully everybody is excited for Christmas. It's a couple days away. It's going to be a really fun time. I know there's like that huge snow ice storm thing that's coming in this evening. All along, I think, like, the East Coast. I know here in Kentucky, it's going to be, like, minus 11. So, hopefully that means we'll get a little bit of a white Christmas in a couple days. But we'll see. But hopefully everybody stays warm and safe during that. Because hopefully the power outages won't happen. But, you know, they sometimes can with that, you know, type of thing. I saw it's going to be like 30 something degrees in Fort Myers, and I'm like, whoa. So yeah, it's going to be a pretty big heck of a snow or ice storm. I guess not technically a snowstorm, but hopefully everybody will stay safe during that. Obviously lots of news still happens every day. I think I've said this the last few times. I could probably do an episode like multiple times a day and still not get everything that is coming out. There's all types of news coming out, just in all fronts, all different types of things. I'm going to do an episode here recently talking about the price of gas falling. It's not falling for a good reason. At least that's what they're saying, signaling a recession. Because I know around here it's like $2.59 a gallon, which is only 70 cents, I think, is what it is. 70 cents higher than what it is, what it was when President Trump, quote unquote, left office. But they're saying that's because demand is low and that's signaling a recession, because what started the Great Depression? Well, it was the stock market crash. So we'll see what happens there. But that also kind of, you know, ties in with the diesel shortage, with the, you know, the ice storm. Hopefully everybody's energy circuit stays up. So a lot of stuff going on, a lot of different frogs, a lot of geopolitical. I mean, yesterday Zelensky was at the White House, supposedly at the White House. There's just a lot of stuff going on, and obviously everybody needs to do their own research, because we are in a pretty huge info war games situation right now, or info wars, information wars, like part of whatever type war we're in. But one of the interesting things that has been happening, and you guys may have heard this, it's not too big of a story yet, but they have talked about it, you know, on Fox a little bit. Tucker Carlson has, but this is on the Gateway Pundit that reported on it. But, you know, scandal, RNC under Ron McDaniel has spent millions on private jets and other luxury items. This is the Gateway Pundit where I originally saw it. This is the article that they referenced to. Exclusive analysis of RNC spending since 2017 shows millions were spent on private jets, limousines, luxury retreats, and Broadway shows. And I'm sure you guys have heard Mike Lindell's planning on running against her. So is Harmeet Dhillon is planning on running against her. So the whole RNC scandal, what's happening there? Are we seeing rhinos exposed? I don't know. Is Ronna McDaniel good? Is she bad? I don't know. This spending all this money on stuff sure does sound like a rhino, or like a deep state person, what we would think of. But is she? I don't know. But I do find it interesting that a lot of people, at least I know Ronna McDaniel and Mike Lindell, I think I've heard some other people are coming out to run against her as chair of the Republican National Convention. So we'll see what happens. But it does seem like some of the rhinos are starting to be exposed. that clip I showed you guys of Tucker Carlson a few episodes ago, or that I shared on my show a few episodes ago of Tucker talking about the JFK assassination. He kind of called out Mike Pompeo. Now, I don't, keeping the files classified, you know, under Trump, is he good? Is Mike Pompeo good? Is he bad? I don't know. But it definitely brings up interesting questions. Same thing here with Greg Abbott. Now, this is from Tucker on Monday night, so a few days ago. But I will go ahead and let you guys listen to that clip because I do think it is pretty.
Isn't securing the border the rest of the question is, why isn't the state of Texas stopping this? Where's the Texas National Guard? A few months ago, Greg Abbott, the governor, was running for office. He's running as Beto O'Rourke, and he's willing to say anything to get reelected. He was willing to lie, and apparently he did. He said he deployed 10,000 troops to the border. Oh, but he hasn't. He just revised it to 5,000 troops. And then he came up with another solution, just bus thousands of migrants to other states, which is kind of funny. Makes for an amusing cable news segment, but it's still our country, isn't it? And none of these people are ever leaving. This is an invasion of our country. We don't have a border. And Greg Abbott could stop it, and he isn't. So why isn't the Texas National Guard stopping this? Stopping this? We can't answer.
Yeah, so that clip, again, excuse me, pardon you guys for my voice. It is kind of been sick recently. And I'll talk about the RSV here at the end, but, you know, just a lot of stuff going around. Everybody's sick this time of year. But I did find an interesting Tucker, and then just last night he had on Greg Abbott, who he kind of went at Greg Abbott. Him and Greg Abbott kind of went at it a little bit because Tucker was trying to ask him the same questions that he just did. And it was interesting because, you know, everybody's loved Greg Abbott, thinking, and same thing about Ron DeSantis busing the immigrants. And I'm doing some more research on Ron DeSantis to do for an episode later on to kind of see, again, don't know if he's good, don't know if he's bad. Same thing with Abbott. I've heard some people say he is good. I've heard some people say he's deep state. Again, I don't know. But Tucker, people like Tucker Carlson are starting to ask these questions, and Tucker is right because Greg Abbott did say he was going to, you know, deploy the National Guard. Why hasn't he if he said he was going to? That's a good question. And then, of course, you know, just busing people, which again, Tucker's right. That is a good publicity stunt. It is funny. But again, it doesn't solve the problem, although it does bring, awareness to the issue, which that's an upside to it, but what's the real reason done for it? So again, just things like this, certain things that Tucker and other ones on Fox are talking about, or other things that the mainstream media is talking about, things that are happening, is, very interesting. I think so kind of on the, are we seeing some of the rhinos getting exposed? Could be, possibly, could not be as well. Again, not for sure, but I did want to just share kind of that stuff with you guys, particularly about the RNC stuff, because we may be seeing a lot of that change. And it seems like there's starting to be that divide between seeing the people that are, we know are good, or that we thought were good, and then now maybe they're like some of the Republicans that are playing, you know, with the deep state and stuff. So does that mean they're a deep state? I don't know. But are saying that some of the rhinos are starting to be kind of called out and questioned and asked, hey, you know, well, why aren't you doing this? Or why are you doing this when you shouldn't? So definitely does bring up a good thing. Twitter file wise, they keep releasing this stuff. I have the links up here to the last few Twitter file dumps, specifically they're about how, you know, the FBI relates to it. You can go find all of them. All you have to do is Google the Twitter files and then part, whatever part you're looking for. I think they're up to maybe like 8 or 9 now, possibly. Maybe more than that. I'm not keeping, you know, daily track on it. But part 6, which is here from Matt Taibbi, and then part 7, which is Michael Schellenberger. It's all about the FBI. This one's, the part 7 is particularly about the Hunter Biden laptop story and how the Twitter group covered that up. So it's definitely some good read. It just keeps releasing bit by bit. And seeing it actually on Twitter is pretty good. And also, speaking of Twitter, everybody saw the poll. The majority of people on their 57%, I think, of the 17.5 million or something people that voted said they wanted Elon Musk gone or as the head of Twitter. I've heard some people say that I saw this out here. I think when I was searching for something else, I saw this. I didn't screenshot or I didn't do any more research on it. I might later on, but some people out here thought that he used the poll to bring out the bots because, of course, you know, the deep state bots, the bad bots, all that would vote, the algorithms, whatever they are, whether they were my people or algorithms or whatever, but they would come out and vote on this poll. So some were saying Elon was trying to draw everybody in so he could draw on the bots and then be able to see which accounts are the bots and then, of course, know which ones to get rid of because they're bad. So, again, is that true? I don't know. But if he is stepping down, and he did say he would abide by the results of the poll, we'll see. That could have been an excuse because I know their stocks have been, Tesla stocks have not been doing well. And this is, again, fake news, mainstream media, so we have to take it with a grain of salt. But they've been saying that the shareholders and the board members, whatever, at Tesla have been wanting Elon to step down because Tesla stocks have been going down as a result of the whole kind of Twitter political thing. So it could be an excuse for him to step down, or he could be using it to step down. I don't think he would do that. He seems to be more of a smart man than that, and also to have more of smart ways of doing things than just something as simple as that. The reason I think a lot of people right now are talking about the who replaced Elon Musk, I want to address this, guys. If you've seen this, it's okay. It's very easily fool people. But if you guys saw from thesmatteringnews.com, Elon Musk to appoint Donald Trump Jr. as new Twitter CEO, I've seen that some places out here. From Don Trump Jr. himself, this is unfortunately fake news, but would be definitely lit AF, which everybody I'm sure knows what that means. I won't say the word on here, but, and again, it would be fun, but if you did see that, I didn't do a deep dive into the news source. They looked like they had some legitimate news on there, so I don't know if this was, like, a parody thing that they were trying to do, or, like, a joke or something, but Don Trump Jr. is not, at least, it's not been announced yet that he is. He still could be. This could be a whole troll thing. I mean, we've seen so much of that. But as of right now, Don Trump Jr., no, is not going to be taking over for Elon. Although, over here, if I go back, if you Google who will replace Elon Musk, you can see that Jared Kushner is one of the ones in the running for it, which is interesting. And then some places down here are saying Snoop Dogg's one of them. Edward Snowden, I doubt that very much highly. And then Jack Dorsey coming back, I very highly doubt that. Either way, so the whole Twitter saga, we're going to have to keep waiting and watching to see what comes out of that. But again, Donald Trump Jr., not, if you saw it from thesmatteringnews.com, then any place, other place, news site posted or whatever, it is inaccurate in the sense that it has not been announced yet. But again, if you guys saw it and got real excited, it's okay. My dad actually saw it and he got real excited. He's like, oh, it is. I guess he had heard it from a person he listens to all the time. And I completely understand why people got this messed up, because you see this on the news, you're like, oh, it's true. I did a few DuckDuckGo searches, took me about a minute, probably less than that, and I just looked and there was no other place that had it. Again, this doesn't mean that he's not going to be the head. He really could be. This would be a huge trolling thing, but it's not been announced yet. Although if it will, I mean, Donald Trump Jr. would be awesome. So, and where the article originally said it came from was a Twitter space meeting. Apparently Elon Musk said something to the effect of, you guys thought you didn't like me, well, take this. And that it was something like that in quotes that was said, that Elon Musk had said in a Twitter space meeting, I guess, about Don Trump Jr. So it could be an exclusive thing that just hasn't been announced yet. And maybe just this one person at this news site got it. And then just nobody's hopped onto it yet because it's not been verified, and maybe it will be verified. So again, keep an eye on that. But right now it is not accurate. Although I would love, I mean, Don Trump Jr. would be awesome as a Twitter head. I did also want to, lastly, I just wanted to talk about this, particularly if it's wintertime, you know, cold, flu season, all the type of stuff. It's bad. I mean, obviously, like I said, I'm sick. There's something going around, you know, my mom, like, she gave it to me, and then, you know, my dad had gotten a little bit of it. I'm doing still pretty good, just kind of little side effects, but it's because a lot of the supplements and stuff I take, like, you know, Cardio for Life, Life Energy, all that type of stuff, it works well for me. Again, not medical advice, but it does work well for me and just helping your body do what it's supposed to do. But RSV this year is hitting some record highs, and these are the numbers. I'll guarantee they're not the real numbers, but there is a huge surge of RSV, and a lot of hospitals, they're trying kind of saying, oh, it's normal. And I'm like, it's the case, the amount of cases that they're seeing is not normal. RSV is mainly in children. This article just talks a little bit about it. I kind of just went and grabbed an article that talks about RSV. But a lot of people are wondering, you know, why now? Why this year? Why are we seeing such a surge? Well, 6 months through 5 years of age, children can have the COVID vaccines, not to mention probably the children that are getting effects of the shedding, and people too. Because, I mean, we're out here around vaccinated people. We have no idea how exactly, I'm sure we haven't even touched the amount of bad stuff that's in the vaccines. I mean, I know everything from snake venom to nanobots to all this other type of stuff. Luciferase, which is, it's a compound, it's the chemical compound that is in fireflies, which is what it is. Luciferase is just a, I don't think it's a scientific term for it, it's something else, but that's just a nickname that came for it. Lucifer, bearer of light. All types of bad stuff that shouldn't be in our bodies. And then, of course, you know, our body sheds. How are those things being shed? Are the nanobots shedding? All this other stuff. You guys listen to know, you know, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Simone Gold, Mike Adams, all these other type of people talking about, you know, how bad this stuff is. So, and it is bad, but, you know, now children have had the vaccines. And even if you haven't given your children vaccines, chances are if you've had your child to the doctor, they've given them the COVID vaccine in the form of another vial, because not even the doctors many times know what's in those vials. They just trust what's on the label. And who makes the labels? Well, the pharmaceutical companies. They're not trusted, right? So with the fact that children have gotten it now within the last year. And then, you know, it makes sense why we're seeing RSV in all these cases, because their immune systems are probably even more, they're probably more shot. And then other people out here, the reason probably a lot of people are getting even more sick than they normally do is because of the shedding, being around vaccinated people, and probably all other type of stuff. I mean, you know, the deep state, and I do believe they are getting defeated. However long that takes, I don't know. And our side is winning, whether people call it the white hats, the good guys, the military, whatever. I think it's a combination of a lot of different things. But I think we are winning. But the dangerous thing is that the enemy, you know, like the deep state, they wanted to kill pretty much everybody except leave, like, I think like 500 million or something. So the fact that they're going down means that they're going to try to take down as many as they can. So that's just kind of a dangerous thing, because they'll probably be trying to pull everything out of their arsenal with how much ever they, you know, have left. So just everybody, just be careful, you know, with your kids, with yourself. Obviously, there's just a lot of stuff going around. I know I heard people like Dr. Rich, because he had been on my show once before, gives great medical advice. He's on with Mark Z, I think, once a week. But him and other people have, you know, sometimes just been out, and then suddenly they just get hit with something, and it's just like they can't breathe, and it's like they're almost like their throat thing is closing up. It's not allergies. It's something else, and they're saying they've never experienced anything like it. It's probably some type of a bioweapon or some type of a lot of different bioweapons. Again, I like using Life Vantage. This is not medical advice, but I, you know, use Life Vantage. It helps your cells do what they're supposed to do. Cardio for Life helps with blood pressure and with helping your blood flow better. I just found this recently, and it's been helping me actually with my sickness. It's been helping mine, and this is kind of just a little bit of not medical advice, obviously, that I'm talking about, but just kind of, these are some things that have helped me. Zleer nasal spray, which I did originally hear about it from Dr. Rich, and it's a nasal like congestant type spray, and it actually works really well, pretty much like about for me about within a minute of spraying it up in my nose, each of my nostrils. You know, it really helps to clear up the stuff. It helps to keep the mucus, whatever in the nose, from draining in your throat, right? That usually causes a sore throat. So even though I've been sick recently, I've been able to breathe better. And also, I haven't had the sore throat, which that's a lot of times the worst thing about being sick. It's the sore throat that comes with it. So it works real well. I think it works really well for me, where I think you get it for like $12-13, depending on where you get it from. But so it works. Again, just everybody, you know, be safe. Have a great Christmas. I'll be back on Monday, the Monday after Christmas, in a few days. So I kind of got on a schedule doing my show on, I did try to do like 3 shows a week. That was too much. So 2 shows a week is good. Whenever I have interviews with people, I'll just kind of put it in like maybe on a Tuesday or a Wednesday or something in between, or like even on a Friday or something, to try to put it in, or like clips if I see them. So hopefully everybody enjoys their holiday season. Just remember to keep encouraged, you know, enjoy the time with your families. Enjoy the time that you have with your loved ones. Enjoy the food. Enjoy the fellowship. Enjoy the Christmas movies. We are going to win this. We are winning this. Whoever's pulling the strings, however that's happening, you know what? We are going to win this. We may have to go through some hard times, but we really are going to like what is coming. So, of course, I love all of you guys. And remember to love one another. And of course, keep each other encouraged. No infighting. It's okay. We can all have our different opinions, and everybody's opinion a lot of times is just as valid as another one's right now. So everybody can just, you know, have their opinions, and we will see what happens. But we are stronger together than when we are divided. So remember to stay encouraged and to keep each other encouraged, to keep calm and patriot on, and we will win this and cross the finish line together. See you guys on Monday.
Hello, fellow patriots, and thank y'all for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor for this episode today, Hero Soap Company. Handmade in the USA, these high-quality soaps smell absolutely amazing and get the job done. My personal favorite is the lavender scent, and there are multiple scents to choose from, depending on your own mood and preference. A portion of all sales also are donated to charities focused on helping veterans and first responders. From bar soap to body wash, shower accessories, and more, there are multiple options to choose from, and you will be supporting some amazing patriots at the same time. Go to herosoapcompany.com and use promo code Hannah to get 10% off your order. There are so many amazing patriot businesses out there in America today, and we all need to support them so that together we can defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood patriot Hannah signing off, and remember, stay encouraged.